Pine Gap is by far the biggest out of the three remote stations. How far have you seen it grow since you came in 98?
We've had quite a bit of construction going on. As you can imagine with what's happening in the world at the moment, this facility is becoming more and more important. The equipment that we now have to be able to do our job compared to back when I first started is just amazing. Obviously technology has grown, but the equipment we now use, like I'm able to do bomb appraisal stuff, I'm RPA operator for drones, I'm a bike patrol officer, so we ride out in the bush. I can ride 4Ks out in the bush and turn around and come back, or I can combine the two, take a drone out, 5Ks out, fly it, and then ride back. So.
And these new technologies like the drones, they just make things easier for the officer and safer as well if you do.
Yeah, safer, easier, but it's more the capability.
Yep.
We can do more with less. Not that's always a good thing, but like bad guys are updating their technologies, and so are we, and it'll always be a
cat and mouse.
Yeah. So we can do more, and it's pretty exciting. Or stuff like I myself am able to do, and we've got other things happening as well, so it's good.
And the sheer size of like the volume of people you get here is pretty constant as well from
day to day it's the same. There's a lot of people here. Obviously, depending what happens in the world, more people turn up. If things going bad around the world, it's an important facility for. Obviously, well, it's called Joint Defence Facility, so we share stuff with Americans and the Australians. So.
Yeah, so you guys cover a lot of ground, like this whole area that you patrol and look after.
Yeah, we usually stick to about 30 km an hour driving around, and take about an hour and a half to drive around the perimeter.
It's a big area. And the facilities that the AFP have got on base, tell us a bit about them. Like your training areas and gyms and stuff like
that?
Yeah,
well, we've got, at the moment, it's all in different places. We're having a new AFP building built for us, specifically for us, and that'll supply
Excellent.
Training areas, kitchen, what do they call it, mess areas. Storage areas is for the various technologies that we have, like all the bomb appraisal gear, the drone gear, bike patrol gear. There'll be training areas for OST.
That must be really exciting for you guys.
It really is, and we'll be able to basically train on shift now, because at the moment we go elsewhere, especially for firearms training, but we'll be able to do a lot of stuff here on site now.
That's great.
Yeah.
And when is that expected? Pretty soon?
We're hoping by November.
Hoping, yeah.
Hoping. We've been waiting a few years for this building.
Yep.
So once it's started now, we really don't care when it's finished, as long as it's finished and we get to use it.
Yeah, excellent. As far as your day-to-day stuff, like working in Pine Gap in this place, what are some of the things you love about it? Just
As I said, well, I've the three main other than being a PSO, the other training that I've had for drones, bikes and Bayo, I get to go out and ride around. I get to drive around. We do x-rays. My day is not just sitting in an office. I get to go out, like as it says, like nearly 20 degrees today out in the sun. I'll be able to go for a ride later on, doing a bike patrol.
It's not the worst thing in the world, is it?
No.
When you catch a bit of sun rays too, it's that effect, isn't it?
Yeah, knowing that...
Cooped up in an office.
Yeah, I don't have to be sitting in a car all day or sitting in an office all day. And I usually ride... During the winter, I ride in the afternoons. During summer, when it's 45 degrees, I don't ride. If I do, it's usually like 7 or 8 in the morning.
Yeah.
Because the temperature can get above 45 degrees. And it gets a bit warm for that.
Pick and choose your times. That's smart.
Yeah.
Got to be sun smart.
I've ridden when it's 40 degrees once. And I got halfway to where I was going, and I turned around and went,
not happening.
No, I'm coming back. I'm not doing that again.
But the sheer size of the place, I think, is, very appealing. Like, even if you're coming from over east, you won't get a place that has so much stuff in it, basically.
Yeah, there's a lot to do day to day. Sometimes it's, you know, we're sitting there not doing a lot, but we're still actually doing our job.
Yep.
And you get to know a lot of the people that come in. So obviously lots of Americans and Australians, and you'll see them in town. Say good day. Most of them don't recognise you if you haven't got a uniform on. You'll see them and say, yep. Oh, do I know you from somewhere? And they're like, yeah, I let you in at the front gate. And, oh, that's right. So, yeah. So there's always something happening that we get to do our job for.
And I'm always looking for new officers coming to Pine Gap.
We love to have new people come here. It's a unique experience. I've done a couple of trips over. I did 6 months in Kuala Lumpur. I've done a couple of trips interstate and that. And coming back here, it's always, I prefer to be here than most of the other places. Some of the people, they like different areas. Like a lot of people like at the airports, but I prefer working here.
And you came from the big city, Melbourne, so you're a case in point that, you know,
yeah.
You don't have to be just stuck in being a city person, you know.
Yeah.
Try out a smaller place and you might stay for 20 years.
Yep. Yeah, no, as I said, the first couple of months here, I just wanted to get back home. But once you're here for a while, and as you said before, you get into the community, you do things, rather than sitting at home on your days off doing nothing or sitting in front of a computer for days on end. Once you get out in the community, you make some friends, it's 10 minutes from one side of town to the other. You can ring up someone, say, I'll be there in 10, and you're pretty much bang on, you can be there in 10. Rather than all that, a friend in Perth who spends an hour driving to a friend's place, and he doesn't like it. So yeah, I prefer you.